This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Lebanese media report that at least three people were killed and dozens wounded in a second wave of explosions targeting the militant group Hezbollah. More electronic communications devices detonated Wednesday after exploding pagers killed at least 12 people and wounded almost 3,000 the day before. Hezbollah has vowed revenge. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Although Israel has not taken responsibility for the exploding pager attack Tuesday, it is widely blamed. Israeli security experts say the explosives were implanted into the pagers as they were manufactured. Hezbollah ordered the pagers from a Taiwanese company called Gold Apollo. A representative of the company said the pagers had actually been made by BAC, a Hungarian manufacturer. Eyal Pinko is a former Israeli intelligence official.
This is an intelligence operation that was very well planned, prepared for more than 1.5 years.
Israel is bracing for promised retaliation by Hezbollah. Israeli analysts warn that a direct conflict between Israel and Hezbollah would likely escalate to a regional war. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. National Security Agency said on Wednesday that Iranian cyber attackers tried to pass on non-public materials stolen from Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign to people involved in President Joe Biden's re-election campaign. A joint statement issued by the FBI and two intelligence agencies said Iranian malicious cyber actors have also sent the material to U.S. news outlets. The agency said the plot is part of Iran's continued efforts to stoke discord and undermine confidence in the upcoming November presidential and congressional elections. President Biden withdrew from the race in late July and endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris to replace him as the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. This is